Wondery Plus subscribers can listen to CBS News Roundup ad-free right now. Join Wondery Plus in the Wondery app or on Apple Podcasts.
This spring, if you'd rather spend time enjoying your lawn instead of trying to keep it alive, there's good news. TruGreen is the easiest and most affordable way to get a beautiful lawn. All you have to do is water and mow, and they'll do the rest. Weed control, fertilization, aeration, and even some things you might not even think of. They'll do all of it, while you can do literally anything else. With True Green, you could have your lawn looking as good as a putting green. That's not hyperbole. True Green is the official lawn care treatment provider of the PGA Tour. True Green offers a satisfaction guarantee, and they have a verified best price promise, which guarantees you the lowest price with no compromise on quality. You do you. Let True Green do your lawn care. Visit TrueGreen.com to get the best lawn at the best price with the best people guaranteed.
Relentless Israeli airstrikes on Gaza.
Absolute misery.
American prisoner in Russia tells President Biden.
Now man up.
Here come the after Christmas deals.
50 to 70% off.
This is the CBS World News Roundup Late Edition. I'm Jennifer Kuiper. An intensifying Israeli offensive as the Hamas-controlled health ministry says at least 70 people were killed in an Israeli airstrike last night at a Gaza refugee camp. Sean Casey with the World Health Organization is at Gaza's largest hospital.
It's still a case of absolute misery. With people still on the floors, it's almost impossible to walk. Critical cases, doctors and nurses absolutely scrambling, people crying out that they need blood for their son and daughter who are dying. There's almost nothing that this team can do, this very small clinical team can do to help all of these people.
Egypt's proposal to end the war has received a cool reception from both sides, but they have not rejected it entirely. After supporters lost touch with him over 2 weeks ago, a spokesperson for jailed Russian opposition politician Alexei Navalny says he has been tracked down to a penal colony north of the Arctic Circle. The U.S. State Department says it remains deeply concerned for Navalny's well-being and is calling for his immediate release. American Paul Whelan, jailed in Russia, sends a message to President Biden that there should be a more concerted effort to bring him home. WTOP's J.J. Green.
In a Christmas Eve interview, Paul Whelan did not mince words in a message to President Biden.
He's the guy that made the decision to leave me behind twice.
But Whelan believes there's a way the president can fix it.
He's the man that can bring me home. You know, I've been told that everyone is doing all they can, that my release is a top priority. Promises have been made, and I need everyone who has made those promises to now man up.
In response, a spokesperson for the National Security Council said there is no higher priority for President Biden than bringing home the Americans still wrongfully detained and held hostage abroad, including Paul Whelan. J.J. Green for CBS News, Washington.
Just as some head home, a blizzard warning is in effect for certain areas of the northern plains into Nebraska and South Dakota. They'll be hit with as much as 14 inches of snow. National Weather Service meteorologist Bob Orvin.
Anytime you get heavy snow, high winds, a lot of blowing snow, drifting snow, and poor visibility, there will be a lot of travel disruptions across that part of the country, both by a car and by air.
Retail analyst Bert Flickinger says that this holiday season has been good for retailers, not great, but customers may find some great deals starting tomorrow.
The markdowns normally people would expect to see on the 26th would be 30 to 50% off. This year we're anticipating that there'll be wide-scale discounts of 50 to 70% off.
Now this.
Welcome to Fail Better, David Duchovny's new podcast with Lemonada Media. On Fail Better, David, who has experienced both low and high-profile failures throughout his life, explores the vast world of failure, how it holds us back, propels us forward, and ultimately shapes our lives. Each week, he'll chat with guests like Ben Stiller, Bette Midler, and more about how our perceived failures have actually been our biggest catalysts for growth, revelation, and even healing. Through these conversations, he hopes listeners can learn how to embrace the opportunity of failure and fail better together. Fail Better is out now wherever you get your podcasts.
Charles III delivers Britain's annual Christmas address, speaking about the environment and the need for peace around the world.
Over this past year, my heart has been warmed by countless examples of the imaginative ways in which people are caring for one another.
The family of a Minnesotan comedian have laid him to rest after his untimely death in Columbia. CBS Minneapolis reporter Uba Ali.
It was an emotional day inside East Ridge High School.
as hundreds of people wearing pink honored the life of Tu Zhejiang. What do you miss most about the event?
Really just his laughter, his sense of humor, his goofiness.
Tu Zhe was kidnapped and killed in Colombia earlier this month after being held for ransom.
It was a shock. At first, I didn't believe it.
Zhejiang is Tu's brother.
To me, he always be my little brother.
But he was so much more, a fearless leader and incredible storyteller.
You're listening to the CBS World News Roundup. Spirit Airlines apologizes for an incorrect boarding, but a family wants an explanation. CBS's Matt Piper with more.
An unaccompanied child traveling from Philadelphia to Fort Myers was incorrectly boarded onto a plane to Orlando. The two cities in Florida are about 160 miles apart. The six-year-old boy was visiting his grandmother, Maria Ramos, who's hoping for answers from Spirit Airlines.
I want them to call me and let me know how my grandson ended up in Orlando. The flight attendant after mom handle him with paperwork? Did she let him go by himself and he jumped in the wrong plane by himself?
The flight was the boy's first time on a plane. Matt Piper, CBS News.
Shipping firm Maersk says it is preparing to allow vessels to resume sailing through the Red Sea. It comes at the start of a U.S.-led multinational naval operation to protect shipping from attacks by Houthi rebels in Yemen.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
A controversial actor brings his controversial character back for Christmas.
Kevin Spacey is back as Frank Underwood.
I only showed up because I was told I would get to be on X. Not the drug, not the platform.
He played the ruthless president for five seasons on House of Cards and again in a fake interview with former Fox News host Tucker Carlson.
By the way, do you watch Netflix anymore?
Probably as much as you watch Fox.
The 7-minute clip on X was a mix of fact and fiction addressing Spacey's sexual misconduct allegations.
Allegations that have now been proven false.
And flirting with the idea of Frank jumping in on the 2024 presidential race.
I've never been afraid to show up a little late for the dance.
But in the end, just a little clickbait for Christmas. Monica Ricks, CBS News.
One of the first artificial Christmas trees made 103 years ago has sold at an English auction for over $4,000. It was part of one family's home since 1920. That's the World News Roundup Late Edition for Monday, December 25th, 2023. I'm Jennifer Kuiper, CBS News.
If you like CBS News Roundup, you can listen early and ad-free right now by joining Wondery Plus in the Wondery app or on Apple Podcasts. Prime members can listen ad-free on Amazon Music. Before you go, tell us about yourself by filling out a short survey at wondery.com/survey.
A story of betrayal you would struggle to believe if it wasn't true. Listen to Blood is Thicker, The Hargan Family Killings, early and ad-free on Wondery Plus.
Hi, it's Stephen Colbert, and I'm here to tell you about The Late Show Pod Show, which is the podcast of The Late Show with me, Stephen Colbert. And I'm here with my producer of the podcast, Becca. Hi, Becca.
Hi, Stephen.
So what do people get when they listen to The Late Show Pod Show? Let's sell this thing.
The extended moments, for sure, because we run out of time for broadcast, but we have plenty of time on the podcast.
It's kind of like being a live audience member of the show, because you get things that no one else hears. Listen to The Late Show Pod Show with Stephen Colbert wherever you get your podcasts.